Right now, we're going to talk about our, we're going to have personal introductions. And there are microphones, there's a microphone there, and there's a microphone there. And I want you to use those. And what I would like people to do is, I was at the SOAR 2017, and there were a bunch of people there, and I didn't know where they were from or anything about them. So this is an opportunity to talk, to introduce yourself, your home group, and if you want, you can mention an asset that has been important for you in recovery. But one of the things I would ask you to do is not talk for longer than a minute, because we have a few people here. So, if you want to go to those microphones and introduce yourself, I would love you to do that. If so, let's get a few people up. There we go. Okay.
I feel alone. I'm Jeff. I'm an alcoholic / addict. And a resource that has been important for me have been mental health professionals. And a big one for me in my recovery. And that's it.
I'm an alcoholic. My name's Heather. And a resource that's been important to me is Roger.
Good morning. My name's Marty. I'm an alcoholic. My wife and I are here from Eastford, Connecticut, a little one-horse town in northeastern Connecticut. We started the two meetings in Connecticut, which are the only meetings in Connecticut. I found that 38 years ago, the thing that saved me, my first thing in AA was the fellowship. And as Joe was saying, I found it increasingly lacking as the years went on, and until I stumbled onto a few people of like mind. And going to the convention last year changed my life. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marty.
Elizabeth, alcoholic. My home group is, what is it called? What's it called? We Are Not Saints in Toronto. I can't remember if it's like Neighborhood or Hiawatha. Anyway, that's my home group. I've recently moved, or I'm spending more time in Barrie, and I want to start a group there because there's no, there are no agnostic groups. So if anyone has any ideas for me, that would be great. And what helped me in recovery was people that are here. So thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Kyle. I'm an alcoholic. My home group is Spirit of Saturday Night in Oakville. And I guess the biggest asset to me in my recovery was using my pig-headedness constructively.
Hi, everyone. Diane, alcoholic. Member of We Agnostics right here. And what's helped me is secular. I really like my secular meeting a lot and the people in it. Thank you.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Jason. I'm an alcoholic. And I'm a member of Ancaster 12 and 12, just up the hill. But this, the We Agnostics here, this is what I'm thankful for, is the agnostic groups themselves, not just this one that I attend quite regularly, but the ones all over the place. I attend the Whitby Freethinkers and at the We Diversity in Toronto, and it's wonderful to go anywhere, almost anywhere in the world now, and have secular AA or even a different marginalized group of AA, which understands our plight as agnostics in AA. Thank you.
My name's Tarver. I'm from Toronto. One resource that was important to me, I got sober about 17 years ago, was actually the Unitarians. I was active at the first Unitarian congregation in Toronto, and that's where I met Larry, who 12-stepped me. And I only trusted him because he was an atheist. And there was no secular meetings. That's true. There was no secular meetings at the time, and I found a secular version of the 12 steps, and I cut it out, and I pasted it in the back of my 12 and 12, and I went to meetings, and I listened to all that God talk, but I knew I could look it up at the back, and that's what I meant by what they were talking about.
Hi, everybody. My name is Carolyn. I'm an alcoholic. I think that it hit me this morning. I think the thing that has been most important to me in AA is the fellowship. So people were coming through the door that I knew in Oshawa or Port Perry, and people were coming through the door from groups like Elizabeth from Toronto that I'd met. And there's something, and I've said this in our group before, there's something so helpful about knowing other alcoholics and getting their support. We understand each other. We can have the best family in the world. But when you see an old friend, I don't mean that old, Margaret. when you have that connection and that safety in our group. So I will be forever grateful for the fellowship. Thank you.
I'm Ann. I'm an alcoholic and addict, and I'm here from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where there are no secular meetings within an hour and a half of me. So what's been my resource after Jim Burwell was finding secular AA online and realizing I can drive here and camp and come visit some meetings in this area. So it was nothing to go an hour yesterday to St. Thomas to get to a meeting, because that's as far as I have to go normally. So hopefully I'll get to a few while I'm here, heading back out tomorrow. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm an alcoholic, member of the Paradise Group here in Hamilton. My name is Jim, and I'm a past delegate for our area, Panel 64 delegate. Today, we'll be chairing the panel on service. We have some three wonderful people, including our delegate and a past trustee, sharing their experiences today. So hope to see you all there. And great to be here.
Hey, I'm Steph from Toronto. My home group is Beyond Belief. And the biggest asset for me in my recovery is all you other alcoholics. Thanks.
Good morning, everyone. I'm an alcoholic, a grateful member of the Paradise Group. My name is Lorraine. And the biggest thing that helped me was all the people in the fellowship, but mostly my sponsor, and she has taught me that I am able to help others as well. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm a grateful alcoholic. My name's Peter. I'm a member of the Free Thinkers Group in Peterborough. And that's not that far away, but still, the greatest asset that I found here and coming to the Freethinkers Group in Peterborough was AA Agnostica Online. And a lot of information opened my mind and really revived the AA program for me. Thank you.
I am Scott. I'm alcoholic. Remember the Free Thinkers Group in the Rochester, New York area? We started about 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago. Anyway, I think the biggest resource or asset for me has been not just making connections with alcoholics, but making them with atheists, right? I needed, yes, I relate to the war stories, but I relate to them better when people tell me about how they're getting sober without God, right? I couldn't relate. I relate to being an alcoholic, but the other stuff is even better. So, thanks.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dave, alcoholic. From Beyond Belief in Toronto. I stopped drinking in traditional AA, but I think I really started to change and get sober through listening to podcasts. One of them being Beyond Belief from John, who's here with us today. Another one called Since Right Now. And walking around for hours every day and then hearing that there was actually a different way to do it than what I was hearing in person, which gave me the strength to actually start going to agnostic meeting. So that's me. Thanks.
My name's Tim. I'm glad I know I'm an alcoholic. When I got sober, I was glad that even though there were no freethinker meetings or secular meetings, there were a lot of kind men and women in AA who wanted me to get well, whether or not they believed as I believed. And I still find that true, that though it's great to be able to go to the freethinkers meeting that we have now in Rochester. Actually, our meeting is now two meetings, Mondays and Thursdays. Traditional AA still is filled with wonderful people who have loved me. And it's pretty hard to love them sometimes, though.
I'm Jerry, and I'm an alcoholic. And I belong to the Free Thinkers in Peterborough. I've always had trouble with the traditional AA, but what helped me most was finding the Free Thinker meeting. And I appreciated the way they thought outside the box. And I am celebrating 1 year today. And group will be celebrating on that on Tuesday. So, yeah, just finding the Freethinker meeting has helped me the most, because then I can go back to the other meetings and have, like, you know, embrace it better, and which I was having trouble before. Thanks.
My name's Kathy. I'm an alcoholic from Winnipeg. I drove all the way here by myself. You know, I'm from the Beyond Belief group in Winnipeg. We started about 3.5 years ago. And how that came about was attending the international conference. And so I'm really grateful for the panel that they've had since 1990, because that's where I woke up and discovered that there was this group of people who had these thoughts. And so we are able to continue, and I'm so grateful for the online resources, because if it weren't for that, when I'm in Mexico or down at the lake, I'm like totally alone. And it's just great to know that the resources are there, and I can whine to any of you that our group is sort of stalling out, but yet coming here, I know that there's possibilities and that it is needed. So I'm really grateful to be here. Thanks.
Hi, I'm David. I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Beyond Belief in Toronto, this past Tuesday I hit 9 months sober, and I'm kind of, I don't understand why I'm sober, quite frankly. I have no idea. I just briefly, I don't want to get my whole story here, but I remember growing up as a child in an alcoholic family, thinking, I better not become an alcoholic because I won't be able to stay sober. That was my mindset. And I don't know why, but I started coming to secular AA about 15 months ago. And what's worked for me basically is the fellowship and just the support I've gotten and the care I've gotten. There's just people here that have really saved my ass, quite frankly, when I was relapsing for, I guess, about the first 7 months. So I'm really happy to be here, and I'm grateful to be here, and I just want to give back. Thank you.
My name's Martin. I'm an alcoholic. I'm from the Kingston area, and we started up there are now three groups in Kingston as a result of things like AA Agnostica, in fact, and all of the online resources. But I started out in conventional AA, and I hung around for like 17 years before I really confessed up that I was an atheist. But it helped me immediately to a renaissance in AA was the idea of agnostic AA and sites like AA Agnostica. So that was great. At the very beginning, I would say also, as everyone says, it's the people and their love, and realizing that I wasn't alone. Thank you.
I'm Kimberly. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a member of the Beyond Belief Suburban West. That's my on-the-ground meeting. But I'm also a member of the She-Devils, the Sober She-Devils, which you can find online for the women. We'd love to have you join us. We are an international group. We have two meetings, 9 o'clock on Monday night, and let me think now. With time zones, you know, I'm kind of working on this still. Our newest meeting is on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and we really do draw women from all over the world by having those two different times. Please, ladies, come and join us. And I would say, as others have said, my greatest asset in sobriety has been the men and women, the people who've helped me along my way. Thank you.
Thank you. My name's Bob. I'm an alcoholic. And one resource is Joe C., who pushed me to help Craig start the Freethinkers meeting in Whitby. And we struggled at different times over the years, but this summer we got in trouble with the library because we're overloading the room. So we'll be moving to a bigger room, and you know, getting 25 people in the dead of summer, I think it proves the need for what we do. And we've been able to help some people who are in that demographic not as well served by regular AA. I have good feelings about regular AA. I got sober there, and I met a lot of, you know, just kind people who were more interested in me getting sober than in me getting some level of conversion. And another great resource for us has been Toronto Inner Group, because when they kicked the two agnostic groups out, what has developed from that is entirely different from what they expected. It's gone the other way. They were going to squash the whole thing, and instead they provoked the starting of these websites and everything that are so marvelous in today's world. Thanks.
Good morning, friends. My name is Maria, and I am an atheist Al-Anon from Toronto. Roger said you guys wouldn't kick me out, so I'm here. And I had the luck of meeting an atheist sponsor right away. We do not have really any particular resources for atheists in Toronto. And she said that I should pray. And that didn't make any sense to me. But I did pray because I like her very much and I like what she has. And it was astonishing what happened. That was really the biggest asset in my recovery, and it still didn't make any sense. So now I actually started a new career, a new specialization in my career in neuroscience, and I actually know why it works now. And I'm really grateful. Thank you.
My name's Maureen. I'm an alcoholic from Toronto. Because I'm an alcoholic, I can't possibly pick just one resource. So I just want to share a line that I heard when I, in my early recovery in traditional AA, I was told to use what works and not to worry about the rest. And that's helped me all the way along. And I do want to make a quick pitch. My son is on his way here. He'd like to start a secular group in St. Catharines, so if there's anyone from that area, his name is Patrick. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Gary, and I'm an alcoholic. And maybe that's exactly what I came here for, because I've been sort of beyond belief the last 20 years in traditional AA, and I've often threatened to start a secular group in Niagara. And so I figured I better get off my ass and get in here and find some information. And I think I just found somebody to do that with. So I'm glad to be here, and that's it.
Good morning, I'm Paul. I'm an alcoholic and an addict, and beyond belief is where I usually go. Resources. So, yeah, I got recovery going way before the 10 years that Joe mentioned. And the great resource that I always like to think about is being with like-minded people. Now, I'm not talking about politics or faith in higher powers, et cetera, but just the simple fact that crazy addicts and alcoholics, and I can relate to all of them and love them all, and people wanting to get better, the mutual support society is beyond belief, okay? And lots of good things I've learned, and probably even more important, since the rooms are full of crazy people, you have lots of real good examples of what not to do also.
Hi, everybody. I'm a recovered Catholic, and my name's Al. It's kind of like a steel worker who's in a lot of trouble. I'm so grateful for the agnostic group that started in Peterborough. It just gave me a place that I could come and talk about my trauma and PTSD. Those things were foreign to regular AA groups, and the only person I could talk to was my therapist. And the thing that he got me to understand is that my trauma was separate from my addiction. My trauma was like an injury to my mind. And so I can come to this group and talk about how that affects me. And I'm so grateful for that and the folks that started that group. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, hi, I'm John, and I attend meetings at the We Agnostics Group in Kansas City, Missouri. This is old hat, Missouri. We've got 8 meetings a week in Kansas City. Yeah, and nearby in Lawrence, there's 2 meetings a week. And then across the state, we have 1 in St. Louis. So anyway, what keeps me going are the newly sober people in my group. Glad to be here.
Thanks, John.
Hey friends, my name's Ian, I'm an alcoholic. It's great to see you're no longer alone. They use that term quite often in AA, and I did feel alone. You know, I just didn't quite make that connection for some strange reason, and I come out of the closet about 5 years ago. You know, I don't quite believe all this stuff, and it took me a long time to even express that because of the pushback. But it's great to be here. Thanks for all the work you guys have done. I really enjoyed this. This is awesome. Thank you very much for my sobriety.
I'm Jill. I'm a short alcoholic. The greatest asset for me in sobriety has been the telephone. 1,000 years ago, or in 1985, when I got sober, we still had pay phones. And the phones were still connected to the wall, and there weren't things like, you know, published phone lists. You had to go around at meetings and collect all the little pieces of paper. And what made that an asset for me is it kept me humble. It kept me knowing that I had to reach out for help. And a very long story short, in my first 6 months of sobriety, I was out of town for a, you know, business conference, and at 8 o'clock, when dinner was done, everybody started migrating to the bar. And I was on my way to migrate too, except I saw the payphone, and I didn't even know how to spell alcoholic. But I called my sponsor that was 3 hours away, and she talked me through it. And I called the local group, and somebody drove 45 minutes to come over and take me for coffee. So I love the telephones there. Connected to the wall. Thank you.
I'm Aaron from St. Thomas, the only requirement group on Thursday night. I guess my asset in recovery would be just the hope that we get from each other, and that I get that just that recovery is possible, and that we can do it. So, thanks.
Hi friend, my name's Ollie and I'm a lovable guy. Happen to be an alcoholic as well. Joe gets that joke. I'm grateful for the love and support of sponsorship and I got sober in traditional AA and really I my fond memories was, you know, the open-mindedness. I'm a member of Quartz of Freethinkers in Peterborough. We're well represented today and so some of the great resources out there, I think I picked up Joe's book in 2013 at the ORC, and good friends of ours, Craig and Bob, they started their group down in Whitby, and we used to go down there for medallions, and a few other members in Peterborough, we thought about starting a group. Valerie was part of that, and we thought that there may be a need in Peterborough for that. So some of the great resources now, it's really about the community, and I'm really grateful for, I'm a bit of a book geek, so I read all the traditional stuff, and I really like all the publishing out there. I love the podcasts. I like the other recovery-related books, which unfortunately, I don't know why, but we've really gotten away from real original writing in Alcoholics Anonymous. It's really just stories now. The last original book was Living Sober, and I think that's a real shame, but it's really great that there's all these other resources out there, and I know, Roger, you're a big part of that, so thanks a lot.
I'm an alcoholic. My name is Adam. I'm a member of New Beginnings in St. Thomas, Ontario, and probably I'm just thinking back about what the greatest asset was. I don't think I need to own that asset, but it was not that somebody was willing to admit they're an alcoholic in front of me, because yeah, I know that, me too. It was when that same man said, I'm also an insecure egomaniac. And there was a pause there, and I was like, yeah. And for whatever reason, that spirit of identification, and I listened to the very next thing he said. He said, in this book, there's a line that says, the only freedom a man can ever really know is then what he ought to do is exactly what he wants to do. When those two things lined up, and it stayed with me from the very day that I was there. I seek that freedom all the time. I certainly don't have it. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Ruth, and I'm an alcoholic. My home group is the Hamilton Women's Discussion Group, and I was very excited to hear about the She-Devils, which kind of combines perhaps the secular side with the women's side of things. What I can say for the Hamilton Women's Discussion Group, to put out a good name for them, is that they embraced me with all of my kind of secular atheism and have stood behind me the whole time. And actually, I discovered Roger quite by accident. I'm a bit of a book geek myself, and I was in treatment, and there were people that were pushing back against this whole notion that God makes everything happen for a reason. There was an individual who had PTSD, came back from a military tour, had seen little children's legs blown off, and just couldn't really relate to what reason that had in the grand scheme of things. And so, thanks to the internet, I searched online, and I found the 12 alternative steps. And it was really funny because I came to this meeting several times here in Hamilton, We Agnostics, and I think it wasn't until the third meeting that I realized that the Roger was the Roger. So it was really great. So now I have an autographed copy of the book. And the resource that sticks with me is not only the people, but I went into this really selfishly, really thinking at every meeting, you know, what is it that you have that I want? You know, prove to me that I should listen to you. And after a while, I started realizing that it's more about what do I bring to the meeting? What can I bring? How can I make someone's day just perhaps a little bit brighter in what I share? So thank you guys all for everything, and I wish you guys an awesome day.
Hi, I'm Doris. I'm from Central Illinois. That's a town called Urbana. It's about 2 hours south of Chicago. My home group is Many Paths, which is going to celebrate 5 years in a couple months. And what I found in most of the secular formatted meetings I go to, people are very authentic, and I just find the openness of people's experience and the storytelling you would encounter in AA.
Hi, everybody. My name is Peter. I'm an alcoholic. The resource I relied upon the most in getting sober was Obstinate. Everywhere I went, they told me that I didn't believe in God, and therefore I was going to drink again. And I love proving people wrong. And whenever I wavered, my character defects of not listening and obstinance would prop me up, and good sponsorship. I lucked into a fellow who when he goes to church, he goes to a Unitarian church, but he was an astonishingly open-minded sponsor. And I told him, I said, listen, I just can't buy this higher power as that mythical guy. He's like, I don't expect you to, right? Whatever you do that keeps you sober is what you need to do. And did you know there's people that think like you? And he put me on to Roger's website, and that was 6 years ago. And I got, I've been in regular AA. I've been to one Freethinker meeting, but when I went to regular AA, I went enough that they said, you seem pretty reliable. Here's the key: now the meeting doesn't start unless you come and open the doors. So I see my role in that is to, because I'm pretty confident, not confident, but I'm pretty entrenched in my sobriety, that I'm there to help the new guy that walks in that doesn't get the spiritual piece as it's traditionally espoused in AA, and I'm there to show him there's another way, and to stand up for sort of the tyranny of the traditional believers who think it's okay to say things like there's no atheists in foxholes, and that's offensive, and you know I wouldn't tolerate, bigotry against races and different religions, so I won't tolerate it against atheists. And so I feel like I do a job there standing up for us and helping out if I can. Thanks.
Hi, everybody. My name's Anna. I'm an alcoholic, and I'm a member... Hi. I'm a member of the Burlington Central Group, and I'm currently District 10 CCM here in Hamilton. I've never been to a secular event or meeting, so this is a first for me, and I'm very, very happy to be here and learn. I think the most thing I'm grateful for that I received from AA was learning how to live my life, from the daily tasks to learning to be humble, and really the honesty, because I was never honest with myself or anyone else. So I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Kathleen Cobb. I live with alcoholism. I'm a proud member of the Brown Baggers, Collingwood. And I guess what I wanted to say was I'm here with my greatest assets. That's mostly because I recently lost the use of my vehicle. No, they are my greatest asset. And I just wanted to point out there's a couple other things besides bonding with others that's really important in recovery. Developing one's passion, finding purpose, and don't forget to work for social change, because many of our people are marginalized. And I'm shamelessly promoting come and see my needlepoints, because that's one of the things that keeps me going, my purpose. I find something to do with my hands, and a lot of times it is at meetings. Thanks so much for putting this on for us today. It's been great.
Seize my opportunity. Hi, everybody. My name is Craig, and I'm an alcoholic. I am a member of the Whitby Free Thinkers group. Just before I forget, a quick shout-out to Bobby Kay, because he went on this journey with me up in Whitby 5 years ago, and it's been a joy ride. Many of you know his wit and humor, and it's been wonderful. Resources, they've changed over the years, but this morning I got up and my 12-year-old son came into my room and he said, "Are you going to that thingy, that, what do we call it?" And it almost sounds like he said sexular. And I said, "I don't know what that is, but I'd like to go there." So he is my greatest resource today. Thank you.
Good morning, friends. My name is Trevor Williamson. I'm an alcoholic. I've had the privilege of being the DCM for District 3, which is in Guelphin area. There's a lot of assets that I found in AA, and one of them was I was never asked to believe anything one way or the other in my experience. I was allowed to develop how my AA was going to be on my own based on actions. I've never had a conversation with anybody in Guelph about what they believe. I've had a lot of conversations about what we do. So basically, our common welfare comes first. We can't recover unless we're a unified group. And in recent years, it seems like that entryway has gotten smaller than it really needs to be. So, I mean, the gateway and the one big tent aspect of everybody deserves recovery no matter what they do, believe, or say is why I'm here. And I think in early recovery, the bombardment with the God word is very confusing to a lot of newcomers and they walk away. So I'd like to start a meeting in Guelph in the next year or so where they have that option to feel safe about, without any pressure or any of the language that is scary when you're new. Okay, thanks.
Good morning, friends. My name is Francine. I'm an alcoholic. When I came to AA, I was really lost and broken. So I'm doing this because I'm a very introvert person. I'm from Brown Baggers, Westlake Beach, Collingwood. And my greatest asset is the power of fellowship. And I was, like I said, seriously lost and broken. What truly helped me was the power of my sisterhood. Like, and what we always say, we can't do this alone. And I'm so grateful that I have all of you and my sisters. So thank you. Have a great day.
Hi, my name's Nina. I'm a member of We Agnostics. I find my greatest assets as both traditional and secular meetings. And I, as an atheist, I was very fortunate that We Agnostics started up just a couple months earlier before I found sobriety, and I just can't say enough about all the people in both secular and traditional. It's been a wonderful journey. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
I'm a recovering alcoholic. My name is Murray. Member of the Beyond Belief Suburban West Group, Kimberly. Well done. I want to emphasize the theme of the day today, widening the gateway. And somebody alluded it to over there. My experience, I was weaned on traditional AA. I've had two sponsors. Both, I found out by pure fluke, were agnostic. It just worked out that way. I still go to traditional AA meetings, and the reason I go, let me give you a quick example. His name is Thomas, he's 19. I met him at my Credit Valley Group open meeting. Talked with him after, he was a newcomer, his very first meeting. And he was scared, and he said, I heard a lot of God stuff, but I'm an atheist. I said, that's cool. I got a meeting right next door on Wednesday evenings. Right. Then he said he was gay, and I said, 3 days from now, there's an LGBTQ+ meeting starting in Toronto. Whether he went or not, I was there for that young man. And to me, that's the magic of one alcoholic helping another. And I didn't give a damn. It's important to him, the sexual orientation, or whatever his story is. I want to be there for that newcomer. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all very much. I really enjoyed that sharing. The diversity of our understanding, our recovery is really really something that impresses me. It really does. We're going to have a panel beginning in 2.5 minutes. So, you've got a little bit of a break.
Okay.